Nowhere Else, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Valetic. Tall, dark and handsome were the words that instantly popped into Nicola's head. The journalist in her knew it was the ultimate cliché, but the description fit him and the type of guy she was attracted to perfectly. "Hi, Alex." "Yeah, great, thanks," she said, and followed him. "Alex who, anyway?" had Tiffany said? A couple of wolf whistles and cheers from the group around the table, deep blushes and the odd hiccup from her, and the game was on. At the pool table, Alex stood close to offer her suggestions of what ball to go for. So intent was she on trying not to embarrass herself with her poor play that it took her a few minutes to realise that he was flirting. It started just after she potted her second ball. The first time he offered his palm for a high five. The second time he put his arm around her shoulder and pulled her to him in a quick hug. After that, every time they handed the pool cue back and forth, their hands had seemed to touch. She was trying to ignore it, pretending she hadn't noticed. She really should make it clear that she wasn't interested. But the attention was nice. It was a long time since she'd enjoyed this sort of attention from a man. What was the harm in a little innocent flirting? The only words spoken between them during the game were general. "Oh, bad luck. Robbed. Better luck next time. Oh, well done," and the like. Totally benign. They lost the game by a country mile, whatever that was. Alex didn't seem to mind, though, and the distraction had stopped Nicola drinking. Her head was starting to ache. "Can I get you another drink?" Alex asked, leading her away from the table. "I think I need some fresh air," she said, suddenly feeling wrecked. She looked around for the nearest exit. "This way." He grabbed her hand and led her through the thinning crowd and out the side door. Outside, Nicola took deep, gulping breaths, still feeling the heat from inside blanketing her. "Ah, that's better," she said, suddenly feeling awkward. She shuddered involuntarily as the cool air started penetrating her thin top. Alex put his arm around her, sending warmth of a different kind flowing through her. She was enjoying his scent, brute, an aroma that reminded her of an era before life got complicated. A twinge of guilt in the pit of her stomach brought her back. "I have a jacket in the car if you want." "Thanks, but I really should be going," she said, fighting the urge to snuggle into his strong arms.
"Are you sure? I'd really like to get to know you better."
"Well, coffee and a chat somewhere quiet would be nice, but as we both know..."
"There's nowhere else."
They both laughed. "I'd better go," she said, rubbing her arms.
"Guess I'll just walk you home then,"
Alex said heavily. "I'm only going over there," she chuckled and pointed.
"I know, but rule number one, always walk a pretty girl home."